John chapter 20. Early the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb, and she saw that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran to Simon Peter and that other disciple whom Jesus loved, that's John who's writing the gospel, and told them, "They've taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Well, of course, Jesus had said that on the third day he would be resurrected. But they just didn't get it, did they? They had shut their eyes to it. Just like us, the most obvious and basic things, sometimes we just don't want to listen to or believe. Peter and the other disciple, and you see how humble John is in his gospel, that he doesn't say, "Peter and me," or "me and Peter." He just calls himself the disciple whom Jesus loved. And in all our preaching of the gospel, and John's gospel was him preaching, we should also have that same kind of humility. So Peter and the other disciple, that's John, went to the tomb, and they ran together, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and got to the tomb first. Bending over, he saw the linen grave clothes, but he did not go in. Behind him, Simon Peter came, and he did go into the tomb. He saw the linen grave clothes lying there, and the cloth which had been around Jesus' head. It was not lying with the other grave clothes, but was rolled up by itself. Then the other disciple, who had come to the tomb first, he also went in, and he saw and believed. They still did not understand the scripture which said that Jesus must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their home. Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. I love this bit. And while she was crying, she bent over and looked inside the tomb and saw two angels there in white sitting where the body of Jesus had once been, one where his head had been and the other where his feet had been. "Woman, why are you weeping?" they asked her. She replied, "They've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." Then she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't recognize him as Jesus. "Woman, why are you weeping?" Jesus asked her. "Who are you seeking?" She thought that he was the gardener, so she said to him, "If you've taken him away, sir, please tell me where you've laid him, and I will go and get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him. She'd been talking to this man she thought was the gardener with her back to him, I suppose because she was so ashamed that she was crying. And she said, "Rabboni," which means master. So you see that Jesus, although he'd risen from the dead, he didn't have a glistening white face and rays coming out of his head. He was dressed like a gardener. And she didn't think that he was anything other than a gardener. And then he basically says, "Well, Mary," and she recognizes his voice, and it's Jesus. So you see that both God and Jesus have a kind of humility. There was none of this sort of, da-da-da, "Here's my son risen from the dead." He appeared like a gardener. And when you think about his grave clothes that were wrapped up neatly, I do wonder whether he himself had wrapped them up. He rose from the dead. And although he was immortal, and although he'd now overcome sin and death, never to die again, he just wrapped up, folded up his clothes. And maybe he just put on the clothes of the gardener that was just lying there in this empty tomb. So there's something still very normal and human about Jesus. Even though he's the exalted Son of God with God's nature, he knows how we feel, he knows how we speak. "Do not keep holding on to me," Jesus told Mary. "I have not yet ascended to the Father." It's as if she thought, "Oh no, he's going to go to heaven now. I better just grab him, stop him rising up through the clouds." And Jesus said, "Look, I haven't yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them that I'm returning to him who is my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So the way he talks about my God and says that my God is your God, your Father is my Father, is really assuring them that although I've risen from the dead, I still have this same basic relationship with God as my God that you do. So very clearly, Jesus is not God. And more than that, he's comforting us that although I have risen from the dead and I've got immortal nature, I still have the same relationship as you have. My Father is your Father. My God is your God. So Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples that she'd seen the Lord and told them what he'd told her. It was late on the evening of the first day of the week. The disciples were gathered together and the doors were locked for fear of the Jews. Then Jesus came and stood amongst them. "Peace be unto you," he said. And having said this, he showed them his hands and his side. That is, they pierced his side with the spear, and his hands would have had the marks of the nails in. The disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them another time, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. But those whom you do not forgive, they are not forgiven." One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, who is also called the twin, or Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands, and put my finger on those scars, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." It was a week later when the disciples again were together inside locked doors, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands, and then put your hand into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." So you notice how he says, "Put your finger into the marks in my hands," because the nails would have left a gap or a mark that was about the size of a human finger. But the spear that had gone into his side had left a hole that was big enough to put your hand in. So that's why he says, "Put your finger here and look at my hands, and then stretch out your hand and put that into my side." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Now, that doesn't mean that Jesus is God. It means that he's exclaiming this, like Moses was called God. He was made a god to Pharaoh. The term God doesn't necessarily have to mean God the Father. It was a title like "My Lord." You are great to me. You are manifesting God to me. You are my master. So Jesus said to him, "So do you believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who, not having seen, believe." And of course he had in mind us, because we haven't physically seen Jesus, but we absolutely believe. In the presence of the disciples, Jesus did many other miracles which are not written in this book. But those that have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in his name.